Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, a very noisy one at the moment because it is bonfire night here, so we've got fireworks going off all over the place. And today we're going to be speaking about the apocalypse and the divine feminine and other new theories that are going round and about. But as usual, we've crossed time zones to connect with everyone. And we're going to connect right now with Mr. Gary Moore over there in America. Hey there, Gary.
Hi, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. And here we are. Yes, we made it through Hurricane Sandy and came out the other side, and we are here. And
have we lost Gary already?
Can you hear me? Hello?
You are fading in and out a little bit.
Interesting.
Well,
I'm not sure what that's
anyway.
About.
So
can everyone else hear me? I'm not
you
sure.
You don't celebrate Bonfire Night over there in America, do you? But you
no,
had Halloween in a big way, didn't you, the other night?
Oh, yes, yeah, Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it Samhain or All Hallows Eve, Halloween, where the veil is thinnest between the real world and the spirit world, they say. Are you there? Hello? I'm not sure if anyone can hear me. If you can, type in the chat room and let me know, because I think I've lost Jan Christie. I'm not sure exactly what is going on. Okay, I guess you guys can hear me. I'm not sure if Jan Christie dropped off. She has dropped off. Checking the switchboard, she lost her connection apparently. So here we are. I'm intrigued to find out what bonfire means, or the bonfire time. When she comes back, maybe she can explain it. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with Jan Christie. Apparently, she lost her internet, and she hit the file, the music file, before leaving. And so, apparently, you guys can hear me. So, as we wait for Jan Christie to come back, and she is diligently trying to reconnect, I am sure. And in the meantime, welcome all, every one of you. And I just wanted to quickly mention my word of thanks to all of you for your prayers and for your sending us your light during the storm we had last week. It was really interesting. I finished the Healing Fountain show last Monday, and 10 minutes after the show ended, we lost internet and went for about 4 days without it. And but I'm back and back online and back with electricity and so forth. And I want to thank you all for your prayers and for your well wishes and for everyone. I'm in Connecticut, so that I didn't get hit nearly as bad as some areas, such as New York City and New Jersey. Those people got hit really bad. And they just did. Some areas in New York City did not, or New Jersey, did not even get power back until yesterday. So they went for quite a while without electricity. So things are coming back together, and I think I hear John Christie online. Are you there, John?
I am. Yes.
There you are.
I don't know how, because I have my Ethernet cable plugged in as well. But anyway, it's one of those nights, isn't it? I don't know if it's to do with all the bonfires and the fireworks or whatever, but I did lose my connection for just a few moments.
You got it back, and you're back with us. Can you explain bonfire night? What's that all about?
All right. Well, a couple of hundred years ago, Guy Fawkes decided he was going to blow up the Houses of Parliament. And so every year since then, on November 5th, we have a bonfire with Guy Fawkes sitting on top of it, made out of straw with clothes on usually, and fireworks, you know, just to celebrate it. He didn't actually manage to do it, so maybe that's what we're celebrating.
I had never heard of it before. That sounds really interesting.
Oh, it is. You've never heard of it before?
No.
Oh, good heavens.
Is right. Yes. So, what do they do? They burn Guy Fawkes in effigy? Is that the thing? Or?
Yeah, they burn Guy Fawkes every year. So
poor guy.
That's it. For trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Oh.
It's a good job. They didn't manage it.
But Vanilla Smile says it's a shame he didn't succeed.
Well, that's another story, isn't it? We
yes,
might get
it is.
To that in a minute. Anyway, the reason we're focusing this show on the apocalypse and theory which are doing the circuit is because so many people are saying that there are so many different ideas that they're confused, and now they don't know what to believe. Is the world going to end? Well, if you look up the meaning of the word apocalypse in the dictionary, example, dictionary.com, it says, well, it mentions atomic war, but it also says a prophetic disclosure, a revelation. Because often the words we use in common speech are very different originations. From the Greek apocalypsis, it means revelation. And from the word apocalyptine, it means to uncover. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Atomic heard someone define it as knowledge revealed. Because in a sense, that could be the end of the world, because if you live your life in a web of lies, then having the knowledge revealed would pretty much destroy your conception of the world. So the phrase, it's the end of the world as we know it, seems to pretty much sum up to me what Armageddon is really about, the end of lies. So,
yes, apocalypse just means basically a revelation, a revealing, uncovering
revelation.
Something which is hidden.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because I don't personally believe that the world will literally end, but changes have been happening subtly since 2007. But one writer mentions a window of time between 2007 and 2015 in which the changes will happen. Well, many people have been saying, including Al Reiser, the creator of the GoldRingWetPaint.com website, that we'll be living in a huge conspiracy to control, enslave and disempower us. And the more we look around, we can see how this is evident. The masses are controlled by the few who have huge amounts of money at their disposal, because money equals power. Thus, it doesn't matter who we vote for. Our so-called democratic countries are ruled by puppets, with the real power being wielded by the puppeteers.
Exactly.
These are referred to by theorists such as David Icke as the shadow people. So, really, it wouldn't have mattered if they'd have blown up the Houses of Parliament, would it, as it happens?
And one of the main purposes of this show is to empower everyone, to help everyone be fully mindful of the fact that the power is within you. And that power within you is greater than anything in the world. And all we need to do is think differently, and that power will emerge. And that power will feed you, it will clothe you, it will guide you and protect you. It will sustain your very existence. All we need to do is allow it.
I mean, these things to cause people fear or depression, as these things are the very things that work against us raising our vibration, but only to reassure you that, as has been forecast, all the old institutions have been breaking down, the banking systems, even our BBC, and people are at last being held accountable for their misuse and abuse of power, and not before time.
Yes, and that will also be in the part of the revelation, or part of the end, covering the revealing of that which has been hidden. We are waking up, and it's really wonderful to see the world waking up all around us, people snapping awake as we speak to this thing, you know.
Yeah. Even
natural occurrences such as this storm, for example, woke many people up. It woke up to people to the illusion of this entire thing. You know, you mentioned the voting in the elections of the democratic world, and you know, those of you in America, those of us in America, realize that we're having one tomorrow. And you know, more and more of us are becoming ever mindful of this power that's within us. And we don't need to hand it over to entities such as governments or churches or anything, because that's how we got ourselves in this mess to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's going to be very interesting as to what happens in this election, as to who really participates. You know, voting only encourages them. You know.
Well, we have a guest who's coming on our show on the 26th of this month, Richard Holmes, and he's saying that many people who are experiencing the shift, which is happening right now, are mistaking the changes in the cells in our bodies, in line with what's happening to Earth herself, as illness, and very low energy levels is one of the symptoms. And I think I've never felt so tired in my life as I've been lately.
Yes, so I think that's a large part to do with it.
Yeah.
And again, it's this purging of the lower energies. You know, Eckhart Tolle talks about the pain body of this planet. And we have experienced this pain body through the egoic, you know, posturing and retaliations of, you know, non-forgiveness and all of these things that have gone on for lifetimes.
Yeah.
And we're beginning to feel this and purge ourselves with it, or allowing it up and through us, and then to ground it, to thus heal the pain body of this planet and make it more of a light body.
Yeah, so while we're waiting for the world to end, we're missing the signals that the shift is really happening now. And we may not even notice them, or the only thing that will change is the way that we see things, if everything is only an illusion anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is obvious to everybody that things are speeding up.
Oh, yes. And you know, we're talking about endings, and endings are always beginnings.
Yeah.
An ending is always a beginning. So if this is the end of everything, then all that means is it's the beginning of everything else.
Yeah,
like the end of an egg.
Yeah,
the end of an egg is always the beginning of a chicken for breakfast.
The problem we have is we're trying to make sense of a multidimensional multiverse in the 3D. So, I mean, it's really difficult. But Drumvalo Melchizedek, a Brazilian who's come back from the future and lived with the minds for years, has said that something beautiful is going to happen. And I really believe that. Because we've
really
been in this
too.
Place for 13,500 years, and it's time for a change.
Mm-hmm. And the Lakota prophecies also state that a beautiful thing is about to happen. You know, we talk about the visions that Crazy Horse received from the spirit world after he came back from his vision quest. You know, and what he saw was the children crying and having a hard time. And then he saw a light, a flash in the sky. And then day became brighter than day. And then after that, darkness fell on the planet for just a little while. And then when the light came back, he saw that the children were laughing and playing, and the water was clear and the food was pure. And we are on the way, we're very close to that happening.
Yeah, well, I've dropped off again. I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear you.
Oh, great. Oh, I've just dialed in again. I don't know how many times this is going to happen today, because it doesn't usually happen on such an extent, to such an extent. But anyway, so where were we? Well, yes, I was just about to, I mentioned David Icke. I was lucky enough to meet him at a small venue near to me about 17 years ago when he was promoting his new book, A Stairway to Heaven. And he now fills Wembley Stadium. So I've been very interestedly following his blogs, and I could see the value in them until his latest one, that we are all holograms in a computer game. Well, I cannot accept that, because we are physical manifestations. If it were just pixels, as described, we would pass right through each other, as Dean Stockwell does in the series Quantum Leap. Don't
well,
you think?
There are a lot of different levels we can talk about things on, but yes, we are denser than a hologram.
Yeah, and we're not just pixels of light, which is how, I do believe in a lot of things that he says, but I can't actually take that one on board. But, I mean, there are people out there who will be taking that on board. And but I do believe that we're co-creators. But for me, there is still a primary creator. In spite of the fact that we assimilate information through the filter of our in-situ belief system, we can only go off our own experiences. And I've had many esoteric ones, including the near-death experience.
Yes, and I love how science and spirituality are coming together at the level of quantum physics, for example.
Yes.
Where quantum physics clearly states that we cannot have a universe without our mind entering into the picture. In fact, our mind is actually shaping the very things we are experiencing. Yeah, light is two things. Light is a wave, and it's also a particle. And it takes the action of us as the observer. When we're looking, it becomes a particle. When we're not looking, it is a wave. So it's a wave of possibility until we look. And then the simple act of observing snaps that into position and becomes a particle of experience. So I love that. I love that stuff. And how atoms themselves are not things. They are only tendencies to become things. What makes them things is our mind. I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. But on British TV last week, there was a new series with Richard Dawkins, and he's a self-confessed atheist. And he started the episode with the sentence, "More and more people are awakening to the fact that there is no God." Well, I took exception to that, because although the creator may be so far out of our imaginations to imagine how she looks, I still believe, in spite of all the theories, that there has to be a creator somewhere down the line, even if she's from a far more advanced civilization than ours. And most people, even scientists, would agree that it's unlikely that there is only life on this planet. In fact, scientists are careful to state that life as we know it does not exist on a certain planet, which is a massive loophole, which leads me to the reptilian theories. Well, there are too many different parts of the world in which ancient pictures of dragons, lizards, etc. have been depicted, from Wales to China to Lake Titicaca, for them to be ignored, don't you think? So it's very likely that many of us have reptilian DNA or other kinds of star-seeded blood types. And there's also been too many UFO disclosures to write off. And I don't believe it's mass hysteria. I really believe that we're being greatly helped by beings of light, many from such places as the Pleiades, and there are many Palladians living among us right now. In fact, I go so far as to say that many of our listeners are themselves here to help with the transition at this time, but some have not yet remembered, or just know that they have a mission, but they're not sure what it is yet. And the Arcturians are saying that the great influx of light and energy, which is coming to Earth right now, has the potential for upheaval, which is obvious that is what is happening.
Right. And speaking of Pleiadians, you know, being on this earth, or, you know, people that are, ones that are remembering or coming to remember, you're talking to one of them. I had my own Pleiadian journey experience occur to me about 5 years ago. And I've written about it, I've blogged about it and so forth, so it's no secret. It's old hat now, but for nearly 2 years, I didn't talk about this experience to anyone.
Do you want to mention it?
You're
cutting out a little bit, but if you want to tell us about it now, that sounds great.
I could. Well, I was in a meditative state. I'll just give you the gist of it. Mm-hmm. I was in a deep meditative state one night in Colorado, where I was living at the time. And I was fairly new to meditation at this point. And I had come to enjoy it. I loved it. And I was on a beautiful early summer night where I took my sleeping bag and brought it out onto the lawn where I was living and laid out under the stars and had this meditation and was really lovely. And then I went to sleep and then woke up the next morning out in the yard and loved it. So I decided to do it again the following night. So I did it again. And the second night, I was gone. And I felt myself rising and rising and rising. And I felt myself beginning to balk. I didn't want, where was I going? You know, I was apprehensive. And right when I was starting to balk, I heard a voice saying, no, come on, just a little bit further. Like a parent teaching a baby how to walk, you know, yeah, come on, just a little bit farther, you know. And with that encouragement, I was able to keep going. And next thing I know, I found myself on a path and in this exquisite garden, the likes of which I had never seen on Earth. And I was greeted by these beings who emitted more love than anything I had experienced on this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me many things. And one of the things they told me was that I was from there, and that I had wanted to come here and be here at this time. And they also said that I would meet many other beings. They called them family. I would meet many other members of family while I was here, that I would know them by my vibrations. The one caveat they told me about was I could not tell them unless they asked me directly. If I could detect their vibrations, you know, if they were to ask me. So and they knew who they were. And some accepted it and some do not. So therefore I was not to interfere with their reality. So with that stipulation. And then they wanted me to come back and I didn't want to come back.
I don't blame you.
They said, no, you gotta go back. And I said, well, if I have to come back, I made a deal with them. So if I got to come back, then make it fun. Keep it fun.
Yeah.
And they have. And they do represent all the things, the joy, the love, the lightheartedness that we all appreciate as human beings. And the little star pattern that we know as the Pleiades, I didn't know the name of it at the time. They called it Merope, Merope. And I spelled it. Anyway, I woke up in the yard the next morning, and I went directly into the house and grabbed a pad of paper and a pen and journaled this whole experience. And I said, there's this tiny star pattern that I always recognized when I was a child. You know, I would just look up and just notice it. You know, it wasn't an obsession or anything. I would just notice this, you know, little star pattern. And I would look at it and get some sort of a sense of familiarity, even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I drew the little star pattern on a piece of paper with little dots on the paper, you know. And about a year and a half later, this was long before I'd had a computer, long before I got back on the radio, before Blog Talk Radio or any of that. And I decided to get back into Blog Talk Radio with this new information that was coming through to me.
Yeah.
And in so doing, I met some people and I related my experience to them. And they said, oh, is this what the star pattern looks like? And they sent the now famous picture of the Pleiades. This was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I saw the picture and I wept because that was it. And I didn't know the name of it. I didn't know what it was called at the time. So
brilliant.
It was a very interesting experience. And I created a guided meditation around that, the Pleiadian Garden. I think we've played it before on here on this show.
Yeah, we have.
That was all based on the experience, and I was trying to replicate the experience to the listener, to take them through it, basically. That's what happened to me.
Wow. Can you still hear me, Gary?
Yes.
Oh, because very strangely, my switchboard is saying that the host is disconnected. So I don't know whether I'm on or off.
Are still streaming. I can hear you.
All right. Okay, that's great. Well, that was a lovely, that was beautiful that happened to you. And I've had loads of things happen to me as well. But I just want to mention that the reason I referred to the Creator as She is because in the original Lord's Prayer, spoken in Aramaic, which is the Galilean tongue, the Syriac Aramaic translation reads, O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out a space within us where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the round and the fruitful vision, the birth power and the fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. Well, that is the Lord's Prayer as spoken by Jesus in Aramaic. But somewhere along the line, it's lost its meaning in translation, as things do. And because it starts off, O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, that does suggest it's a woman, doesn't it? Because the female species of all the of everything on earth is the one that gives birth, isn't it?
Brings life into the world, yes.
Yeah, O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration. And so that really sounds like it's a woman. And so the divine feminine is now returning to earth to re-empower women and allow males to connect with their feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to discern the truth, for anybody out there who's confused about what to believe and what not to believe, is to go into the heart center and to listen to what your heart tells you. In any case, if we're creating the future now, and to think it is to manifest it in the future, I'm creating heaven on earth with the return of the cosmic Christ. So it doesn't matter which theory you subscribe to, the important thing is that we listen to our heart and the voice within. So it's your faith that has saved you. Go in peace.
Right. And even the Lakota teachings, you know, that was all built in, you know, honoring the divine feminine. And it was all part of it. You know, the man's role, according to the Lakota teachings, was how to approach the divine feminine with honor. Because, you know, she already knows. She already knows how to suffer. She already knows how to bring life into the world.
Yeah.
And we men do not have knowledge of that, not firsthand. And so the whole idea was about honoring that and approaching that with honor and defending it and providing for it. That was a man's role, you know. And the pipe, you know, the sacred pipe, you know, many call it the peace pipe. But it's really the sacred pipe. It represents the Christ to the Lakota people.
Mm.
And the pipe was brought to the people by a woman. So that it was already built into the teaching.
Wow. Well, for generations and for thousands of years, men have sort of taken the power away from women, and in some parts of the world, women are still chattels.
Yes, yeah.
And
any faith that takes away from that is not something to really pay attention to.
Well, that's right, because women are just as powerful as the male species.
If not more so.
Mm.
Right.
Anyway, you are going to be doing a beautiful meditation shortly, aren't you, Gary?
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm.
We'll just do this YouTube, just to remind us there is so much magnificence. And so I've put a link in the chat room for everybody to click on. Well, you have as well. And I'll get over to the switchboard and count people down if you want to.
Yes. However, the link is not accurate. So we're going to have to see if we can find it here, find the correct link. I believe it's Akasha Glazebrook.
It's YouTube Diva Premal and Mitten. So much magnificence. So, I don't know how that is the wrong link. I really don't.
Okay. I don't either. Well, let's see if we can find the right one. Bear with me a moment.
So, Gary's over there on YouTube trying to find the link. I'm over here on the switchboard waiting to press play. But I was hoping that we would have a couple of callers later on to share their experiences with us, or if they want to ask us any questions, we may be able to help. We may not, but you never know.
I found it.
Brilliant.
Okay, we're going to find the right... We've got the right link here, folks.
Let's
here we
I've
go.
Got song here, then.
Here okay. We go. That's the link.
Okay, so...
What's the link that says AG... And then pull up that player and then pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And Jen Christie can go ahead and cue the music.
Yeah.
So there's my heart.
And I've already uploaded music to Switchboard so that people on the radio can hear it that are just listening in that are not in the chat room. So I'll count you down now. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
I'm not hearing any music.
Me neither, but the thing's spinning round, but maybe because it's saying that I'm still disconnected. So, would you like to see if you can press it? It looks like I'm not going to be able to play any music.
Yes, we'll go ahead and do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to play all the music tonight, Gary. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Back up your player again, folks. We'll do one more time. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you.
There is so much magnificence.
right now it's time to light our candles, because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. I've lit the Nag Champa and I'm just lighting the candle to connect us with the fire of the Creator. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. So I've lit my candle, and I would like to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm.
Thank you.
Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
in this session, we are, in a sense, grooming our light body. When we form critical interpretations or judge others and ourselves, those thoughts manifest in the energetics of our emotional nature. Our thoughts and feelings actually reach out to the person or to the entity that we have thoughts and feelings about, connecting us to them with conduits of vibrational exchange. Loving thoughts send healing and empowering energy, while judgmental thoughts and their emotional vibrations send disempowering frequencies. Feelings like envy and jealousy can draw energy from someone, while feelings of anger can send out shards of dissonant energy. And since the energy we give others is also added to our own field of vibration, we want to always send positive, forgiving, loving thoughts and feelings to others. Likewise, when others find fault in us, there is an exchange that does not resonate with the vibrant clarity of the true self. We will want to clear up these connections as often as necessary to radiate in the harmony of our own sovereign, free-flowing energy field. In this meditation, we will release energetic thought forms that do not serve our loving intention of well-being, removing the connections that channel those frequencies to us. Then we will invoke the harmonic frequencies of love and healing that brighten our energy body, empowering us and the entire planet in the higher harmonics of peace. As we use our inner vision to imagine the healing and brightening of our energy field, we are actually engaging the part of our nature that interacts with the subtle, unconscious field of thought forms and emotions. The intention and vibrations of our mental and emotional nature is printed in the ethereal colors of our light body and ultimately manifest in consciousness as sensations and experiences. So, when we imagine something clearly, we are directing the vibrational field that surrounds us, actualizing the frequencies associated with the imagery we give to our consciousness. So, as you turn inside, relaxing your body, closing your eyes, simply become aware of your breathing. Let's take 4 deep breaths to circulate flow and relax into this process. 1. Two. Three. Very good. Now, I would like you to imagine that you're sitting in a large theater. You're sitting in a big comfortable chair all by yourself in the upper balcony of this grand theater. The lights are dim and you can see the stage below. Down beneath you, you see an empty stage in the center of your field of vision. I would like you to invite or imagine people that you know to begin to come out onto the stage. Bring them out onto the stage, anyone with whom you've had a significant experience. Yes, I know there are likely to be a lot of people on that stage, but this is a special stage and it can expand to whatever size it needs to in order to accommodate everyone. Just let your higher self and unconscious mind remind you of the people and or entities that are appropriate to come out and participate in this process. Think of your family and friends, acquaintances, co-workers, competitors, or anyone from your past or present that you feel has been a significant exchange of energy, either positive or negative, we're going to send these people blessings to clear up anything that may be unsupportive or anything that's unfinished. So put everyone onto the stage that you feel is appropriate. The most important people to place on this stage are those with whom you've had a negative experience, because these energies, no matter how subtle, have a direct impact on your thinking and feeling nature. You may have clear images or vague images, and that's okay, because your unconscious mind remembers everything and knows precisely who to bring on this stage. Just allow yourself to trust that the intelligence of love is masterful in locating connections that are being healed. Also, you may come to mind of this process of large groups, such as bureaucratic agencies, corporations, nations, or religious institutions, and bring them out to the stage as well. I will pause now and give you a few moments to see these people arrive on stage. Excellent. And if you would like your spiritual guides and angelic companions to be present with you in this process, you can welcome them to come and be with you as well. Now, you may imagine standing up in front of your seat, looking down on the stage, and imagine that a fine mist of white light begins to rain down upon you. Imagine that this light begins to enter through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and begins to flow into your heart, filling your heart to overflowing with this sparkling, warm, effervescent light. This light is the light of universal love and comes directly from the source of all that is. Everything it touches becomes cleansed and revitalized and gets brought into vibrational harmony with its power. You can feel its warmth and gentle tingling sensation of its potency, opening the conduits of flow into your crown and heart. Now you may imagine lifting your palms with your hands facing upward, and notice that this liquid light begins to spill over the palms of your hands and into the crown below. Let the light fill the brim of your heart, flow down your arms and into your hands. Now watch as this liquid light pours out of your hands and begins to softly rain down on the people who are standing on the stage. Just let yourself feel the essence of this energy as it flows through the top of your head, into your heart, and out through your hands. The feelings carried within this white mist are those of compassion and understanding, and imbues you with the capacity to release all the past thoughts and emotions associated with these people. You can feel in an ever greater degree the pure love that shines above all personal interpretations, and so that you accept and love yourself no matter what the specific personal evaluations are being released. And because this pure love is universal, it is extended to the people and to the entities on the stage without exception, and free from any need for being returned. Now, radiate this energy from the source of love. Wonderful. Now, simply allow the white mist to continue to flow. And notice that there are some energy cords or conduits of flow that connect you to these people. These cords represent the channels of energy exchange where your energy is being sent to them and their energy is sent to you. These cords form as an automatic result of intention and emotion being exchanged between people. When you think warm, loving thoughts about someone, these conduits reach out and give positive frequencies that elevate the feeling nature of the person. And when you do this, you receive these energies as well. And the greater intensity of the emotion, the wider the conduit that is built, and the greater volume of energy that is sent across it. To be in the radiant wholeness of your vibrant self, you will want to attend these energy connections, allowing only those that support and uplift your energies to be maintained. And so now, we will release these connections and restore the harmony and sovereignty of your energy body. So now, to each person, extend forgiveness in your mind. Express the words, I forgive you, and I forgive myself. Allow yourself to feel the sensations of compassion and love. And just the intention to do so is potent enough, because all the white mist does, it does all the forgiving for us, and only requires the invitation of willingness. Ultimately, we are forgiving nothing more than the innocent misinterpretations of the mind and forgot how to see the perfection of the soul. And so it made its measurements of value and meaning with the yardstick of personality, which, by its very nature, obscures the perfection of the true spiritual identity at the core of who we really are. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. It has no conditions or requirements of any kind. Simply extend the words and the intention to each person or an entity. You can see each person up close and look them directly in the eyes if you like, making this experience intimate to whatever degree you feel guided or comfortable. Now, go to each person and extend forgiveness. We will prepare to release energetic connections to each of these people and entities. Keep in mind that your loving connections will be remade simply by extending warm thoughts to them. We are going to remove each of these cords from your field and restore your energy to its sovereign harmony. Now, standing in front of your seat, looking down at all the radiant souls on the stage, look and notice the cords connecting your energy body to the energy bodies on the stage. In a moment, I would like you to go ahead and cut these cords. You may wish to invite Archangel Michael to come and cut them away for you. Or you can cut them, either yourself, visualizing their detachment in a way that's gentle, precise, and instantaneous. Once these cords are severed, they will become cauterized with light. Then I will have you imagine reaching out with your hands to retrieve your energy from these people, returning it to your energy field, and sending the energy of the others back to where it came from. I will count backward from 1 to 3, from 3 to 1. After I say the number 1, we will take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, visualize the cutting of the cords. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in a deep breath. And exhale, cutting the cords all at once, pulling your energy back, sending their energy back to them, feeling the release and restoration, accepting what is yours returning what is not. Well done. Now, just relax for a moment and allow that shift to settle in. Relaxing your breathing, resting, accepting. You can offer a kind farewell to all the people as they drift away from your theater of your mind, and be sure to thank your guides and the bright ones that have accompanied you in this process. And now go ahead, return to your natural state of awareness, back to now, back to your body and the room that you're in. Well done. Thank you for joining me in this process. Blessings to you and your beloveds on this path of life.
I want to thank Gary for that beautiful meditation. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
And
now
that
we're all shiny, shine those lights into the world.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, the Angelic Realm. And for everybody out there who has helped to co-create the wonderful energies of this show, thank you very much. Next week, we have Brooke.
Yay!
And on the net, I found the original words as spoken by Moses to God when his sister was very ill and dying. And he was asking her to save his sister. So I'm going to sing those next week. And hopefully everybody can take what they want out of that and help to heal themselves or to spread the healing to someone else who needs it. Okay, so thank you very much for joining us once again, and so we'll say good night, God bless.
Yes, thank you everyone, and yeah, keep shining that light because the world really needs it. Now that we're all shined up.
Okay then, we'll say good night, God bless, and finish playing out with this one because it's lovely.
Thank you everyone, I love you all.
Me too, bye. Sorry about the recording tonight. Don't trust.